Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Legend. I hate it when we lose legends. You just feel like, how will this person be replaced? Who's the next to fill those shoes? Kind of tough. Al Pearson, a longtime, extraordinarily faithful University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux fan, passed away. And he's had quite the health battle, but he's just plowed through it and made it to many games, and he's the guy that used to organize road trips long before, you know, teams were flying to faraway places like Michigan Tech or Northern Michigan. He'd like, let's get on a bus and let's, you know, bounce around for 11 hours to go see a hockey game. But Al passed away yesterday, middle of the storm. So thoughts and prayers to his family and to the entire Fighting Sioux family, because he was a dandy. Al Pearson, a living legend until yesterday. Now we lost another legend. 8 past the hour. Good morning and welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Coming up on the program today, North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley will talk about the efforts to get tough on crime in North Dakota and his battle with the legislature to enact some mandatory minimum sentences. We're going to talk a little bit about that. John Hinderrocker will be here. Kev, you and I couldn't go to the Freedom Rally.
Because of the weather.
Mother Nature struck again.
See how that was attended. I'm hoping attended. You know, but again, it's like, you know, going to the castle and screaming outside the walls of the castle and the gates closed. And we don't have a battering ram. We don't have anything to get in the castle. We don't even have any ropes. Can't get over the wall.
And they don't want to hear us.
But, no. They're in there drinking, hanging out, having a party.
They've turned up the music.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, hey! Why are you listening?
Yeah.
They don't care.
It's very true.
They don't have to listen.
It's very true.
It's a cabal. I mean, it's the true takeover of Minnesota. The People's Republic is in play.
We'll get a report on it from John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, and also an update on some of the things happening in the Minnesota legislative session. So that'll be coming up on What's on Your Mind. Our friends in Northwest North Dakota, they're yawning about this weather. What are you talking about, bad weather? It's fine here. They got the beautiful. It's still fine weather-wise, but not so nice on the roads in all of eastern North Dakota. So that's what you need to know today. And some of that into Minnesota gets better as you get closer to the city. So little by little, there's some patches all as far as Osakis in down Alexandria, Sauk Center way, before it really breaks through into something nice. So if you're traveling, check those road maps online and be careful. We promised today that we were going to spend some time highlighting stories that are not getting the attention they should. And for that, I turn to our fine listeners here on the program. What frustrates you when you see the shiny object of the day consuming the media? It's very funny because, of course, yesterday was obviously, we had a couple of days of Donald Trump, right? There's the plane.
Trump.
There he's in New York.
Trump.
Yeah. And now it's gone. Poof, it's gone, Kev.
Yeah. Yeah, we're already on to Taiwan, and I've still got the Trump indictment sting up of decorations. I no one told me it went go away that fast.
It's gone.
Taiwan today.
There
you go.
Exactly right. And, you know, it's important, I think, for the U.S. to send signals to China that we support Taiwan. Makes China crazy. That's great, but it's just amazing how they bounce around. So, whatever. That's noise. Let's focus on signal here. What's the important stuff? What should we be focusing on? And, Kev, you've been talking a lot about the dollar. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's very unsettling what's happening in the weakening of the U.S. dollar in the world market. These alliances that are coming together, Saudi and Iran are talking about getting embassies open in each other's countries again. These alliances are forming. The Chinese-Russian alliance is forming. You know, Japan's going to buy oil from Russia. Meanwhile, our strategic petroleum reserves are all but gone. We have no domestic energy production. We have inflation that's, it went down a tenth of a point from record highs. You know, I mean, we have all of these things that are adding up, and on top of it, we have trillions and trillions of dollars that we've printed that are now... and this is a minute and a half of Tucker Carlson broke this down brilliantly last night. Listen, there's 90 seconds of what's up.
For nearly 80 years since the end of the Second World War, the U.S. dollar has effectively been the currency of the world. For our entire lifetimes, there was virtually no place on the entire globe you could go that would turn down a 20. Andrew Jackson's face beside the famous seal of the U.S. Treasury was probably America's best-known export. From Dar es Salaam to Sri Lanka to the smallest gold mining outpost in the Amazon basin, every shopkeeper on earth recognized a $20 bill.
Think about that.
The dollar was universal, and not just universal in commerce, though the majority of international transactions were conducted in dollars, but universally held as a long-term store of value globally. The world's central banks stockpiled U.S. dollars far more than any other currency. Now, most Americans may not have known that, or they did, but it doesn't matter whether they knew it. It was very good for everyone who lives here. Because there were so many U.S. dollars in circulation outside of the country, the cost of borrowing money inside the country remained artificially low. And that's one of the reasons that in this country, America, middle-class people could buy their own homes. The U.S. government, meanwhile, was able to run up astronomical debts without many obvious consequences. Now, from time to time, the Congress would debate something called the debt ceiling, but it was abstract. For most people, the entire topic didn't seem very relevant to their lives because... for most of that time, it really wasn't. America printed the U.S. dollar. We controlled the global reserve currency. And that meant that for us, money was cheap. We had privileges that nobody else in the world had. It's been very nice. But what would happen if it ended?
Which is what we're looking at. That should be very concerning.
And who are the bad actors behind this ending?
Obviously, I mean, the players, Russia, China, the Middle East, Brazil. I mean, Brazil has said they're going to go to their own currency. The basis of the U.S. dollar is weakening. And you want to know what that'll do to your 401k?
What?
I mean, this is catastrophic. I mean, this is like the end of us.
What currency replaces it worldwide as a standard?
It's a good question. They're, you know, like Brazil's talking about using their own currency. We're not going to value anything. Again, what Tucker's talking about is, you know, it's just not, it doesn't have the value or the weight that it has post-World War II.
So my radar is always up to say, are there people who would not want to see the U.S. dollar be the standard? Of course. Are there people who want to weaken the U.S. economy? Absolutely. But are they knuckleheads? Or are they people that actually can succeed at doing this? You know what I mean?
Right.
This is what I often wonder. But I think the fact that it's a story that continues to bubble to the top and doesn't get the attention that, the Donald Trump situation does, or you know, take your pick, that's for sure. Why aren't there, 60-minute pieces on that? Give me a ABC Evening News, World News Tonight, run through on that being discussed. Instead, MSNBC's busy with Stormy Daniels speaking out. I mean, really? Come on.
This is scary stuff. I mean, when you weaken, when the dollar gets weaker and weaker, and you print money on top of it, and are where we are, that just is not good. We are not the bar anymore. We were the bar. We set the bar. We were. We are not.
When President Biden took office, inflation was 1.4%. Gas was $2.39 a gallon. This was, again, what Trump handed to the Biden administration. 1.4% inflation, $2.39 a gallon for gas. Today, inflation is 6%. Gas is $3.52 a gallon. And real wages have fallen for 23 straight months.
Yeah, and it would be the China, the, is it the yuan? The yen? No, it's not the, is it the yen or the yuan?
Yen, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about replacing the,
Yeah. The Chinese currency.
Question for our audience today. Call us at 271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. Where should our attention be? What should the media be focusing on? What worries you most? Not what they report, what you're concerned about. Call 271-1100. Text 237-1590. Kevin, I'll pull out some more as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Baby's in the running round. out now. Saying you bought us this and that. How much you done spent? I swear you must believe it's all hell to see.
Boy, you better bring the ship around.
To the sad, sad truth, the dirty Lord down.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience awaits you at a PetroServe USA near you. Valley City, barbecue pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Exit 292. Hopefully the interstate will be opened up for lunchtime today. I see they're plowing like crazy out there. Some of the overpasses are just a mess. Still 94 closed to Fargo to Bismarck. Just got a lot of work to do there. But when that opens up, you got that, and our friends in Valley City can take advantage of that great deal, of course. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury steak or tuna hot dish. Meatball sub for lunch today, 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury steak, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Meatloaf in Glendon. Taco Mac on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA. They got the home cooking. They got the grab and go convenience. They are just booming. Great growing company. I mean, new facilities. Cafe USA in Castleton under construction, opening soon. Same thing in Wahpeton. Going to be breaking ground down there. A lot going on. A lot happening. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, Kevin is spot on. The Trump indictment is a diversion from the currency debacle. The dollar will be worth nothing. Check the gold prices. Are they ushering in digital currency? Now, when you talk about the Trump debacle being a diversion, I believe that's a story because I think that is the left's attempt to prevent Donald Trump from having a viable candidacy to be elected to the presidency of the United States. So I don't believe that's not a story.
Oh, it's a story, but it's a story we need to pay about 10 seconds of attention to, like all the other hunt, you know, the other witch hunts that Trump's gone through.
I just want...
You know, yeah, it's a story.
I want...
No doubt it's happening.
I want these equally important or even more important stories to get more attention. Because, you know, the currency back and forth, I mean, barring Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel, you just don't hear it. You don't hear about this debate going on very often. And you figured out it's the Japanese currency they're looking to replace the U.S. dollar with.
Yeah, and I saw it. It's the Chinese yuan, which is Y-U-A-N. I went with yen or was trying to think yen is obviously Japanese currency. No, the Chinese yuan has replaced the dollar. It's the most traded currency in Russia. Here's some headlines. End of dollar dominance will also spell demise of U.S. hedge money. Chinese yuan gains traction as international trade settlement currency. The de-dollarization of world economy, the Xi-Putin agreement, and you've got Saudi teaming with Iran as far, and they're dropping production. I mean, there are a lot of choke points there. And when you pull the money, our money, which has been the standard, we've set the bar on that globally out of those markets. Man, that's bad. That's real bad. Real world bad.
Let's go to Faith in mid-Minnesota. Starbuck, Minnesota. Faith, what's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for all that you do. I'm calling in because while you're talking about the money standard, and that is actually even much worse than what you think. You see, in the global market, it's not just that we set the pace of the rate. Because the dollar is the one that was chosen and valued all this time, all the money standards compare to that. When we lose that standard, we're going from, an example would be like a AAA rating for your credit to almost being homeless. And then trying to get something done. And government-wise in that, you can't even print more money. The other thing is that during the Obama administration, when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, if you recall, we took out more loans. He sent her to China to borrow more and more from China. China did not want the dollar here in America to lose value, because then they lose the money that they loan to the United States. It goes down and almost becomes worthless. So during the Biden administration, that forces it even more that, oh, well, we have to go ahead and help China really gear up then to get its value back. And so all of these things you see globally start to play together. We should not lose this designation. When the Arab countries and any of the other countries such as Russia or China or anything, when they start causing contracts for the gas and oil and different things there, how are we going to get them to engage in something then when we need some of those products, when they're already engaged with these other countries? That will be staring at us. That's why the first thing Biden did when he got in, or his staff who was guiding him toward that, was to take his pen and reverse everything that Trump did. And the very first thing was shutting down all the oil and gas while promoting it in other countries, forcing us to buy product from these foreign countries. This is no longer do things like Republican, Democrat, all this. And I am going to vote for Trump if he runs on a shopping ticket. I don't care what it is, because Trump already knows where all of these places are. Now, if somebody wants one of these other people for president, maybe Trump will pick up that person for a VP on the ticket, and that would be probably most outstanding. But the difficulty is going to be trying to back up all of this and clear it, because Trump had, in a sense, the political streams clear. He had us strong. And now Biden came in and just brought all the swamp back with him. And that really concerns me, because they could close in. What happens if your bank holds a note on your house and then suddenly they want to foreclose? China can do that to us. And that's really scary. And it's scary that Trudeau in Canada went and sold so many acres in that over the north border. You know, we're just being surrounded about it.
Yeah, so Trudeau's never met, Trudeau hasn't met a globalist he doesn't like, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. Well, that's because his father and that was so big, you know, on the Cuban thing, and such good friends with all of them. And that was the problem. He was brought up with all of that.
You've made some very good points. Yes, thank you. Appreciate the call very much.
Well, my takeaway, big one was there, was that you can't print any more money when it's not worth anything.
Well, that's one way to stop
Let's go, Brandon.
Printing of money. Yeah, this is weakness exposed. 271-1100. Welcome your calls on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul is leading a bipartisan delegation in Taiwan today. Chairman McCaul is joining Representative Young Kim, the Republican from California, Chairwoman of the Subcommittee on the Indo-Pacific, and Representative Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, and others. McCaul on China's threats.
We're not going to let this intimidation get to us. We all received sort of threatening texts You know, there was talk about a Chinese escort in the air, but that's just really intimidation, saber rattling.
Our delegation will meet with Taiwanese business leaders and officials from the executive and legislative branches.
Talk about weapon systems that I sign off on going into Taiwan to arm Taiwan. And are they prepared?
Today is officially Army Day. Let's explore the importance of Army Day and its rich history. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A 100 years is a long time, and H.A. Thompson and Sons have been serving North Dakota for over 100 years, started in 1908, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, started in Bismarck, but now it's all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, residential, commercial, link service contracts, allowing them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to hundreds and hundreds of building and business owners throughout the region. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Let me play devil's advocate here a moment on this whole dollar deal. Right now, America depends on the demand for dollars to underpin its borrowing and spending, which is massively out of control, right? The only way the U.S. can get away with massive budget deficits and this obscene national debt to the extent that it does, is because the dollar's role as the world reserve currency. It has this built-in global demand for dollars in U.S. treasuries that absorb the money creation and maintain dollar strength. So if the demand drops, and another answer to the question, what would replace this, by the way, is the BRIC nations are developing a strategy. And that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa now, although Iran is asked to become part of the BRIC nations, Saudi Arabia, Algeria, UAE, Egypt, Argentina, Mexico, and Nigeria, all asking to be a part of it. And by the way, Goldman Sachs chief economist says the U.S. dollar plays too far a dominant role in global finance. Even U.S. folks are saying this.
Yep.
But if the demand drops because of this new effort to replace it, or not necessarily replace it, but add another player on the field, which, by the way, the euro was supposed to do and didn't exactly work out, right?
Yep.
So who knows? But I'm going to say there may be some silver lining in this because spending may have to get under control.
Oh, yeah, you think?
And maybe a balanced budget amendment. And,
well, you know,
an effort to chip away at the debt, which, by the way, a growing economy is how you chip away at the debt more than anything. And Biden screwed that up something fierce. So you'd need that back.
It seems to me, and they always talk about China playing the long game. I mean, globally, they're playing the long game. They have interest in ports and mines all over the world. One headline I saw, which is about the yuan, the Chinese yuan, making Brazilian inroads as de-dollarization reflects cracks in U.S. currency settlements. And it talked about, you know, Chinese yuan settlements with Brazil, showing that Beijing is trying to prevent being financially strangled. I mean, they're calling it a U.S. decoupling. The only thing that fixes this for us, for this country, is to make this country dominant wherever we can be again. That's the only thing that if we're gonna be put on an island, well then the island better start.
And that includes getting your fiscal house in order.
Right.
Yeah.
We better get our budget in order. We better get our production underway on the things that the world needs. We better get into those markets. We better be getting our energy independence back online. We damn well better secure our border. Because we certainly, if we don't have anything to give anybody, nobody's going to want, well, you know.
Wait a minute, though. Here's what Karine Jean-Pierre told us.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, listen very closely here.
But look, the president, we have talked about how the economy, the president's policy when it relates to the economy is working.
It's working, Kev. It's great. What is inflation? 6%? What was it? Double digits? When Trump left office, 1.4%, gas at 239, now gas is 352.
Nothing's working.
Huh.
If the plan is to just tank the country, then yeah, it's working wonderfully. It's working beautifully. You have Joe, yo, brother, you have managed.
You have managed to
devalue the dollar to the point where the world is going elsewhere. How's that a win, brother?
Let's get some texts in here. The problem with the liberal thinking is they think anything Joe or Obama does is the greatest thing because it makes the conservatives mad. What they gain to realize is those destructive policies affect them also. It's the old frog in a pot of water theory.
Yeah, exactly.
Another listener, what scares me is what Gordon Chang and several retired military generals are saying. China will hit us in the near future on our shores, maybe even later this year. When would you strike America? When it's weak with Joe Biden? Or miss your opportunity if Trump comes back?
Well, see, that would be misguided.
Maybe this
that would be absolutely misguided.
Maybe this balloon thing was actually a first strike to figure out how to jam our missiles. And what of all these military-age Chinese males coming in over the border?
Yeah, well, Gordon concerning.
Gordon says they will be setting off bombs and causing confusion when this all occurs, something to think about. Gordon Chang is a great resource. I follow him regularly. And you know what he's been doing most recently? He's an expert on China and on the threats to the U.S. and the CCP and how they work. Okay?
Uh-huh.
He's written books, regular commentator on a number of programs. A lot of his Twitter feed of late has been a call to prayer.
Yep.
Ought to cause you to step back and think,
Two things about a Chinese invasion. First of all, if they were going to do it in the open, good luck. I mean, you're going to land enough people here and get through all of our defenses to get enough people here to wage a war on our soil with an armed populace. That's really not going to enter my reality realm anytime soon.
But time out, you Trojan horse
these people in like they're doing through the border, and now you got my attention. And what little pockets of, you know, of evil are they forming inside the border?
Not to mention, you have to realize, one of the reasons they send their little balloon over here to pick up signals from our Air Force bases is to determine what we have in the way of weaponry, missiles, etc. But the reports I see suggest for every one super weapon we have, like in space, for instance, they have 10. So I don't think a mass land invasion is necessary on their part. I think they just start firing missiles.
Then what?
Well, then you got a war.
Okay.
But
then what?
When a guy like Gordon Chang says pray,
yeah, knows, oh,
the,
always.
Knows the Chinese military apparatus better than anybody. I think the listeners. Onto something. I by the way, I agree. That is an area that gets very little attention that should get more attention. That definitely belongs on the dollar list.
Knowing the states as I do, there's no question they would take California, Washington, and Oregon. But you get into Wyoming and Nevada and into Montana, you're probably going to have a problem.
That's the old blade of grass theory. But what I'm saying is they don't necessarily need. One-on-one combat.
Well, now you're tied with the.
You don't fight a shot. You don't fire a missile with a pistol.
True that.
You know.
Yep.
Let's see what else. Our banking system, this is another listener, our banking system is fractional reserve lending. During the COVID crisis, the fractional reserve was reduced from 10% to zero. Banks were allowed to process an unlimited amount of the PPP loans regardless of their reserves. It's still 0%, and surprise, surprise, banks are failing. There's another story that could be added to our list. Appreciate that. Another listener, why is our country spending billions of dollars on DEI programs when there doesn't seem to be any positive outcomes? Because they're woke, would be my answer. Kev, do you have a different answer?
Yeah, that's about it.
I think that's wokeness. Wokeness at work. Yeah, I do indeed. All right here. Texter says, abolish the NEA. There's the ones most responsible for education, for sure. And what about the proof that they have of the $3 million that China paid to the Bidens? Nobody is covering that, which is grounds for treason. And don't forget that Biden blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. We're lucky we are not already in the middle of World War III. The Biden crime family is definitely in need of more coverage. Yeah, agree completely. Another listener, tying Trump up in court is election interference. The timing after 7 years helps distract from Democratic debacles. Goes to motive, Kev, on why they're doing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See how fast it went away? No, nothing. Say, oh, Taiwan! Yeah. I still have my Trump indictment decorations up. Come on.
Scott, you were wondering if there would be people who would want to replace the dollar. Did we think that the people would believe men can be women, men can get pregnant, women can become men in ladies' locker rooms?
There you go.
Ladies in men's locker rooms. Men could compete in women's sports. Doctors would use a cleaver to chop off body parts. And last of all, did you think the American people would allow our government to shut our business down for 18 months? Nowadays, anything crazy is possible.
These people are crazy.
There it is. I like to.
You ought to put down the bomb.
Another listener says, you know what?
On.
I think many people are just busy trying to pay their own bills and survive day to day.
All right.
That much of what is happening in the rest of the world goes out the window.
Well, you're not going to be paying your bills with a dollar that's not worth anything anytime if this continues. This is bad. I mean, the more I read about this, China is leveraging the trade advantages that it has around the globe. They own ports and to promote the use of its currency with major partners in commerce, building the yuan strength to challenge the U.S. dollar's dominance in the international monetary system. That is just bad. There's no good news anywhere there for us, our 401ks, our income, none of it.
Another listener, if people don't think that Trump is one of the strongest people in this country, they're very naive.
Absolutely.
Look what they're trying to do to him. We have to get back in. We have to get him back in there. I don't care what kind of message he's sending or how he says it. He is a mighty strong person.
Yeah, but if we maintain this equity nonsense, this ESG crap, this is going to be the end of it. This will be the end of the American experiment.
Here's another listener that said, Gordon Chang also said China would take down our electrical grid and interrupt our water systems first. What kind of chaos would that cause? Yeah, he's been warning about that warning that they have the capability to do that.
Well, and the more that they're coming over the border, and we're finding out there's a lot of them, I mean, a lot of them coming over, just walking right in, what's the deal? What's the plan there? What's going on? We have no idea.
One more comment here. Oil companies are making record profits. That's why gas is high priced. That's a very naive comment.
Oh, come on.
Oil companies are price takers. All right? They're price takers, not makers. It's set on the world market. Joe Biden is the reason high gas
prices. Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. At ND Estate Services, it's our job to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. We educate families on how to, number one, avoid probate, protect from guardianship, save taxes, and most importantly, have peace of mind. Contact me, Mark, at 701-318-0908 or contact me via ndestateservices.com.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a hot spring spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Top of the hour, these texts keep pouring in. I think we've hit a nerve, Kev.
Okay.
On what exactly should be the stories that are being covered, and what concerns that are out there. Texture says, when it comes to the balloon flying over parts of Canada and the U.S., is that what they were testing to see where the chains of operations through communications were going with this? They also checking to see what satellites were being used for defense and detect. Taiwan has those same defensive systems run off the same U.S. military satellites. Were they testing the frequencies and different channels of the defenses of Taiwan for their invasion to learn how to shut down those defensive systems? A lot of question marks there, but I certainly would agree that's what was going on. And we know now from from Biden administration officials that they were successful in getting communication intercepts with that little traipse across the U.S., even though they said, nothing to see here. Another listener, what should be done to strengthen the economy and the dollar? We should drill oil and become energy self-sufficient again. But Biden won't allow it with his fake green energy policy. And the gold standard should be put back to support the dollar. There are three congressmen introducing legislation to reinstate the gold standard, but how far will...
Yeah, our gold reserves are down to... are way down, too, so, yeah. No, that's spot on.
Remember, Biden said build back better, and it's now build backward better. Build backward
build
blunder.
Build what back better?
Yeah.
I mean, what's better?
They said, actually, build backward blunder.
Yeah.
I can hardly say that. Yeah. Appreciate that, though, and thank you for the comments.
Joe, what's better? What's,
you know, the rapidly rising...
that's not better.
And with...
that's not better.
With, I don't know...
That's it, fellas. That's all we got.
Yeah. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here.
My man.
USflagpoleguy.com. You're going to make sense of all this for us, right?
Well, Scott, I'm a very simple man, but, you know, I grew up on a farm, and I had to be there every morning to milk the cows since I was about 7. I had some part in it until I joined the United States Marine Corps at the age of 16 and 7/8. I spent a year in the recruitment program, and I took about 4 months off from the farm after graduation so I could live a little before I went and served in the United States Marine Corps. In the United States Marine Corps, Scott, you were taught that there are only basically two answers to most problems. There's the right one and the wrong one. There's a safe one and there's a harmful one. So as I went through my life, grew up as a man, made a lot of mistakes, struggled in a lot of areas, but through my humility, I sought methods beyond my upbringing and sought the living God, spent a lot of time with the living God. I've failed him 100 times since, but he's still here with me. What he's taught me and what he taught me back then is that there is good and evil. There's good and evil within yourself. There's good and evil in the world. In 2007, I was like the only protester in America. It was the day before the election, and ironically, I stood at the corner of Division and the Parkway in my hometown that I grew up in Michigan when I came here, before I came here in 2011. At the corner of Division and the Parkway, I stood with a sign that basically explained everything that come through. Now, I was politically minded at the time, but I was also Jesus-minded at the time. I cared for my family. I cared for the world. I cared for everybody. I am basically experiencing everything that my spirit told me was going to happen. Now, what do I see today? I see, and I'm not here to bash people. I think we need all types. But the intellectuals and the three intellectuals that are representing us in North Dakota, I have no military experience. They never felt the whiz of a bullet fly over their head. They didn't leave home knowing that they could come back in a body bag. Therefore, I believe that there's two camps in the world today in America. There are those that want to not really upset the apple cart, and there's those that are upsetting the apple cart and using our laws against us. Today, the American flag stands in the balance. My profession stands in the balance. I'm sitting around looking at maybe a flag that no longer represents the people of America because they don't stand up and fight. We need less intellectualism And we need more power, love, and a sound mind. I am asking those with power, love, and a sound mind to come to Mandan, visit me, buy a flag pole. I'm asking for everybody that already has a flag to stand up and get serious about saving our republic. There's so much that we overlook, and we shouldn't do it anymore. The evil on the left is using our legal system against us. And we're going to sit here, and we're going to either watch it and watch our America deteriorate, or we're going to stand up and fight. And the gloves have got to come off, and we got to be done with assisting evil by omission. I'm Jim.
Engage.
FlagPoleGuy.com.
Jim, you're the best. God bless you. God bless America. USFlagPoleGuy.com.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.